Hey guys, it's Kiki, and I'm here to review Season 5, Episode 8 of OWN's Ready to Love. This one is titled, X Marks the Spot. Alright, so we're gonna go into this with clear eyes, open hearts, and all that good stuff, y'all. I'm gonna try to watch the show with new eyes. But before I start, I just want to give a shout out to Harlem on Amazon Prime. Y'all go watch that show. It's funny as hell. It stars Megan Good, Grace Byers, Tyler Lepley, Shaniqua Shandai, and Jerry Johnson. It is giving me very much Living Single vibes. And someone on Twitter was like, how many black shows do we need about black women in Harlem? Bitch, we don't have enough. Okay? How dare you? Anyway, go watch that show after you go finish listening to my review of this week's episode. Now, we're meeting the exes this week, so let's get into it. So the show starts with Tommy meeting the men in the tabernacle. It's the men's week. He notes that Sean is gone because the lady sent Sean home. Sean's like, hallelujah. So now it's the men's week, and Tommy is telling them, you know, relationships end, but you got to look back and see why it ended. So this week, you're going to introduce your exes to your nexes. And I was just like, oh, Lord. The men obviously didn't react well. They were just like, really? Phil talking about, you know, Tommy needs to work on these curveballs he's throwing, because that's really been the theme of this season. Just shenanigans and goops and gags. You know, Tommy throwing curveballs. And I don't really know how to feel about it. It's just a reflection of the cast sucking, but no need for me to rant about that again. So the first date we have with the meeting of the exes, we have Cornelius and his ex, Tanika. They dated, it didn't work out, but they remained friends. And I'm just like, I don't really see them being a couple, but okay. Did y'all peep Cornelius's artistic rendering of himself in his house? I was a little, because y'all know they said that Cornelius be on IG, he changed his occupation to model. Cornelius, I got my good eye on you. But anyway, Cornelius is glad to have Tanika there because he says that she knows his spiritual background and values. Okay. Camille rings the door. He goes to answer it. And as Camille don't even have a second foot in the door, she's like, whose heels are these? Camille. Ma'am, I'm gonna need you to chill. God damn, she got an eagle eye. God damn. Like the motherfucking Terminator, bitch. Anyway, Camille is surprised to meet Tanika after she finds out that she is Cornelius's ex. And I was just like, are we gonna get crazy, Camille? But y'all, Camille actually handled herself normally. And normally for Camille. Tanika is very respectful with the questions that she's asking. She's just like, is celibacy a part of your journey? And Camille didn't really answer the question, but she was just like, yeah, you know, yeah, but anyway, I'm focused on dating with intention. And, you know, since I've been engaged 3 times, that's a red flag for Tanika. She's like, even though I've been engaged 3 times, it's taught me lessons that, you know, God wasn't in those past relationships, but I'm happy that I went through them because I had my son. Tanika asked Camille, are you ready? You know, just basically what happens after you and Cornelius like get together. Camille makes it clear that sis wants to get married. Okay. She's ready to settle down. She's tired of dating man after man. And although she's had 3 engagements, she actually wants to get married this time. Now I can't believe Camille thinks that Cornelius is the man she is going to marry. It's the delusion for me, but Camille actually handled herself very well with Tanika. I'm going to give Camille a passing grade on meeting the ex. Now, she was acting a little crazy when she left. She was like, oh, is Tanika going to stay? Like, she don't got nowhere to go. And Cornelius politely ushered her ass out the door. And I'm sure production told Camille, okay, you have to leave because we have to shoot this scene on what the ex thinks about you. So get the fuck out. She leaves. Cornelius goes back to sit with his friend, Tanika. And she's like, you know, I thought Camille had good answers, but the 3 engagements, you know, I'm not going to fault her for that, but it's a pause for concern. And I completely agree. Tanika doesn't even know all the crazy shit Camille has done or said to Cornelius. So the fact that she's giving her, you know, a lot of judgment-free zones, I'm proud of Tanika, but Camille and Cornelius are not a great match. I don't care how y'all cut it. It's just, it's a no for me. The next ex meetup is with Phil and his ex, Debrina. I'm just going to assume her mama's name was Deborah. That's cute. He is going to introduce Debrina to Shiloh and to Sia. So Shiloh arrives. She's very bubbly, very open, very welcome. Happy to see Debrina. That was cool. To Sia, the entrepreneur, you know, she shows up in a business blazer, a dress blazer like Andy from Sisters on BET be wearing. Just showed up and was very kind of thrown off. She immediately starts complaining in her confession about the seating arrangement because she feels like Shiloh and Phil are sitting too close to one another and she's off to the side like a side hoe. Tasia, why didn't you, you know, the seating arrangement is done for camera purposes. Like, that's how they get their angles. Girl, you should have spoke up and said something. Anyway, she's not happy to be there and she's not happy to see Shiloh because she's annoyed. This is a dating show. You're going to date more than one person at the same time. Phil feels like the vibe is just awkward, but Debrina gets in with the questions. Okay, she's like, what are you guys' deal breakers? Like, what are your pet peeves? Shiloh says that she does not like to be with someone who isn't affectionate, who doesn't like to hug and kiss. I'm the same way. If you don't want to hold my hand or hug and kiss me, and I don't even mean in public, if you don't want to show me affection, period, except when we're in the bed, it's time to go. Did Tasia answer that question? I don't think she did. Debrina asks, you know, what would your exes say are you ladies' bad traits? Tasia says that maybe her exes would say that she's uptight, but you know, she's a Taurus, so she's very strategic. I don't know a lot about Tauruses, don't really care. But Tasia says that she's not going to open up to Debrina. I'm sorry, y'all. Debrina. I want to say Debrat. She don't want to open up to Debrina because she's not trying to be besties with her. Girl, how are you going to get in with Phil if you're stank to his ex-girlfriend? If you're putting up a stank attitude, if you're not... This is why you're on the show, girl, to open up, to answer questions. Tasia, I'm so surprised you're here. Phil is noticing Tasia's vibe and he's saying that she's not coming off as confident as she usually is. But, you know, Shiloh is, you know, all A's to him. He still thinks that Shiloh is his strongest connection. Shiloh takes this opportunity to ask Debrina, what are Phil's red flags? Good question, Shiloh. A plus for asking that question. Debrina has a way of walking around this answer, but she basically says that Phil is a bad communicator. I could tell that. I could tell. Phil is kind of upset that she said that. He's talking about she didn't understand the assignment and that Debrina is just trying to come here to get some new girlfriends. Hell shit, I would too. Okay. I have met so many cool women talking to the men I used to talk to and I've remained friends or I've remained very cool with the women I've met. You know, fuck that nigga. The ladies leave. Shiloh and Debrina, I think, are probably going to be besties after this show is over. Tasia still has a stank attitude. She's unhappy with the situation. She goes home. They don't stick around for Phil and Debrina's discussion on what she thought, but Phil just leaves the date saying that he is still sure that Shiloh is his number one, but that he wishes that Tasia would have opened up a lot more and that he is unsure of her. Now, Kiki scoring, I think that Shiloh passed. Tasia, you failed with a big fat F, sis. I mean, you have no personality, and I think that's really what it is. Outside of your business, which you are so passionate about, you have nothing else going for you, and it's a shame because Tasia is a beautiful woman to me. It's just the attitude and the personality. It's lacking. It's giving coconut milk. There's nothing there. It's almond milk. Let me not put coconut milk like that. I'm an oat milk girl, but it's almond milk. Like, there's so much promise and then it falls flat. Moving on. Next up, we have Frank, his beard, and his ex-girlfriend, Leah. Leah is a white woman. All right, on with the diversity. Okay, all right. Didn't she look like the sister from Bringing Down the House with Queen Latifah and Steve Martin? The one that Queen Latifah beat up in the bathroom? Don't mess with me, Shaniqua. Anyway, I know Tybo. He is going to have his ex meet Sydney and Mumin. Now, I'm surprised that Mumin is still pursuing Frank. I guess I thought she'd be pursuing Walter full steam ahead, but, you know, it's whatever. Frank said that, he's very nervous, of course, because his ex is a little bit different from the women on this show. Frank, you look like the type. You know, I'm not going to finish that statement because love is love, honey. I believe in all colors of the rainbow. But Frank, I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked, Frank. The ladies all arrive. Mameen says that she's surprised to see Sydney, but she knows that Sydney and Frank have all this great chemistry, but she's secure. Note, this is Mameen's first time saying that she's still secure, okay? Sydney has this Rolodex of questions in her iPhone notes app. I'm just like, Sydney came prepared, okay? Sis understood the assignment. She's asking, how is Frank as a communicator? How did y'all have a disagreement that led to your breakup? Mameen asks Leah, you know, what type of woman do you think Frank needs? And I think it was Sydney who asked, you know, how did you guys break up? Leah was like, well, Frank wasn't giving her any attention, so she had to move on to the next. Leah's like, you know, I probably did need attention because I'm a Leo. Yes, Leos need attention, okay? They need a lot of attention. Sydney says that she's a Sag, so she understands. Mameen reveals that she's an Aries, so they're all fire signs. Wow, Frank, you definitely got a type. Shout out to the people who listen. I don't fully lean into astrology, but there are some people who are like, it's stupid, you can't do that, la, la, la. Listen, y'all believe in fantasy football, right? Let us believe in astrology. It's not, I don't take it as serious, but I think it does factor into the way people behave, okay? But yeah, Frank, you getting all the fire signs. Mameen, Frank starts sweating. You know, they tease about them all being fire signs. Sydney gets up and pats his face. And Mameen looks a little annoyed, but she's just like, yeah, I feel the chemistry between them, but I still feel secure. And Frank, Mameen, you don't have to keep saying that you feel secure because it's starting to sound like you're a little worried. Yeah. I'm just going to put that out there. Leah, what is this I have? Oh, I don't know who asked this, but Leah asked both of the ladies, what's your favorite thing about Frank? Sydney gives her pageant answer, much like Frank did when he met her friends. Like, oh, there's just so many things to like about Frank. I can't choose just one. Mameen says, basically, deep down his heart, he has a good heart, and I could tell that he's a nice, genuine spirit. Mameen, the date ends, the ladies leave, and Mameen says that she feels like she could very much compliment Frank's lifestyle. Okay, first you said that you were secure two times, Mameen, and now you're saying, you're trying to sell yourself in your confessional that, I could really compliment his lifestyle. What lifestyle is that? I would like to know. The class will need an answer. Both ladies leave, and I would give a passing grade to both. Sydney coming in with the great questions. Okay, that Rolodex of questions. Mameen kept it cool and played it cool, but I feel like Mameen asked more meaningful questions to the ex. Ladies leave. Frank and Leah stay behind, and Leah says that she likes both women, although both of them are completely different, and she does not know how Frank is going to decide. Frank kind of agrees, and he says that he likes them both, but he's still undecided. But in the end, he's going to have to stay true to himself and make the best decision for him. Bam! Frank understood the assignment, okay? And I wish more of the women on this show, I feel like I say this every season when I review, the women never think about making the best choice for themselves. They ultimately just settle for, well, I don't want to leave this experience alone, so I'm going to just choose so-and-so. No, do what's best for you at the end of the day. Let's go on to the next date. We have Walter meeting up with his ex, Denise. They are going to meet up with Sabrina and Mameen. Now, I'm not going to lie. When I first saw Denise, I was like, sis, where are you going with these 72-inch acrylic? Like, girl, like, but you know what? It is very important to not judge a book by its cover, because I thought that Walter's ex was so sweet, so insightful, and so nice to the women. I just wish that the nice vibes were given back to her. But anyway, Sabrina comes to the date first. She doesn't know that she's meeting Walter and his ex. So, you know, she adapts very well. She says that she loves Denise's nails, and I was like, thank you for being positive about that, because I was very much prepared for her to be a little bitchy about that. Denise says that Walter likes a challenge. She's asking Sabrina if Sabrina is, you know, does she kind of get crazy sometimes? And Sabrina's like, no, I'm way too classy and too fabulous to be crazy. Okay, Sabrina. Denise asks Sabrina if she has any questions about Walter that she would like to know and if she'd like to ask Denise herself. And Sabrina's like, no, there really isn't a need to ask questions about Walter, because I feel like Walter and I have a great understanding and that he's proven himself to me, so I don't really need to ask you any questions. The women on this show, they disappoint me so much. So anyway, Mumin walks up and they're all excited to see her. Sabrina's shocked to see Mumin. Denise is already feeling Mumin. but as soon as Mumin sits down and the food comes, Sabrina's like, oh, you know, I gotta go. I got a styling gig. Now, I'm not sure if production told you to say that line or if you actually had something to do, but I was actually relieved that Sabrina left, because her attitude was just... I didn't like the vibe, Sabrina. I like you. I like Wabrina. I like Salter, but you were being just cold and standoffish, and Denise didn't deserve that, and neither did Walter, okay? Before Sabrina leaves, she says in her confessional that she's not really worried, that she's secure, and that when this is all over, she knows that Walter's coming home to her, and she says that Daddy knows where home is. Daddy? How is he Daddy when you don't want to have kids? Okay, but moving on to Mumin. So Mumin is kind of glad that Sabrina's gone, because, you know, now she can focus more on Walter. Denise asks, you know, what's the sex situation? So Mumin reiterates that she is not having sex until marriage. Walter's eyebrows raise, and she's like, well, Walter knows that. And I'm like, does Walter know that? Because he's acting brand new. Walter said in his confessional that, you know, despite Mumin saying that sex is important, and you know, just ask 50 he said 50 shades of light skin. See, when Walter be saying that he was a thug and that he was in the streets, I think he meant them sexual streets, okay? And that actually explains why him and Denise were ex-lovers. Yeah, Walter, I'm telling y'all, it's the ones y'all don't expect. Walter probably was slanging that left and right before he settled down with his late wife. But yeah, Mumin suddenly has to leave because she has a music gig. Denise was like me. Denise took the words right out of my mouth. She's like, everybody's busy. And I was like, yeah, Denise, everybody's busy and booked, and production untold them what lines to say to get the hell out of there. So Mumin leaves. Walter asked Denise what she thinks about both the ladies. Denise was like, oh, I like her. Denise says that she likes Mumin. She doesn't believe that Mumin is gonna stay abstinent until marriage. She thinks that that's cap. Kind of had to side eye Denise, but you know, it's believable for some people and it's not believable to other people. She says that although she thinks Mumin is just saying that she's gonna be abstinent, she thinks that Mumin just really wants to be in a committed relationship. She wants the commitment before she can give herself to someone. Denise, we back on the same page. I absolutely believe that that is what Mumin is looking for. Although I think Mumin has been looking for that within the wrong men on this show. We had Corny Corey. I don't think she's going to find that with Frank. She could find that with Walter, but I don't know. The no sex thing for him is going to be an issue. And again, we keep running into red flags where people have stated their intentions, but they still want to see how things go with the other person. I don't understand it. Denise says that Sabrina gives her crazy vibes. She said that although Sabrina is classy and the type of lady that Walter would usually go for, she's giving her crazy vibes. And I don't know if Sabrina gives crazy vibes. It's just like she's coming off as a snob, and I don't like that. Next, we have Dante, his ex Stacy, and they're going to be meeting up with Sadia and Shiloh, the MVP. Didn't I say last episode that I knew Dante was not going to bring one of the mothers of his children? Now, that's a red flag to me that he didn't bring one of them, but it is what it is. Dante says that he hopes that Stacy can help him see the blind spots that he may not be able to see within the two women. So, Zadia arrives first. I don't know what it is about Zadia, y'all. Ever since the last episode, she has just had a, and I hate to say this about Blackwood, she's just had a little attitude. Like, she doesn't want to be here again. You know, it could be that this process just isn't panning out the way she thought it was, or that she's just over the process. Because everybody within the middle of these dates, they have to go, they have to leave. Or when Shiloh came, she's like, oh, I'm sorry, I just came from work. So maybe it's just interfering with their real lives a little bit too much, and Zadia isn't here for it. Also, it was nice to see Zadia actually wearing real people clothes instead of them Power Rangers pink suits. You know, the Power Ranger power suits that she'd be wearing. I'm just teasing Zadia. I'm not going to drag you the way I want to. I'm going to be nice. But she shows up first. Dante lets her know that he and Stacy were friends for a few years before they started dating. That's interesting to me. Basically, before they can really get into the date, Shiloh arrives. Zadia is surprised to see Shiloh. Y'all, I really think Shiloh is at the top of everybody's list. I would have been really interested to see Shiloh and Walter probably pursue something. But, like I said, y'all, Shiloh's the MVP. So she comes, and Zadia says that she's flustered because she feels like she didn't know. She was the only one at the table who knew that Shiloh wasn't going to be there. Again, ladies, this is a dating show. People gonna pop up. Have y'all not watched the previous seasons? This is what happened, sis. Shiloh is asking questions. She wants to know if Dante has changed. Stacy says that absolutely. Since he's moved to DC, he's grown. He's become more mature, become more of a man. And I'm just like, okay, Dante, was you childish back when you was making a 3x3? Shiloh was trying to ask some type of question, like, what would you want to tell us about Dante? And Zadia's like, well, just give us the warning shot. What should we know is a red flag, basically, with Dante? Stacy says that when he's affectionate, when he really likes you, he's going to hold your hand, he's going to kiss you. But if he doesn't make any moves to be affectionate with you, he's not into you. Stacy, I thought that was a great answer and a great heads up. They talk about a few more things, but nothing really too deep. The ladies end up leaving. I thought that Shiloh passed the date because, again, Shiloh asked great intuitive questions, which Stacy and Dante are going to talk about later. Zadia, ever since Shiloh showed up, I'm going to give her a fail on this date. She was flustered. She was asking negative questions. And again, that's what's going to be reiterated. Dante asked Stacy what she thought about the two ladies. Stacy says that she really likes Shiloh. Shiloh wasn't looking for dirt. Shiloh was asking meaningful questions. And Dante agrees. He thinks that Zadia ended up being very negative. And he has what every guy at the end of all these dates, I have a big decision to make. Nigga, you know what you're going to decide. You know who you're feeling and you know who you're not. You just better hope that the person you're feeling isn't at the top of everybody else's list. Again, don't know what's going on with Zadia. I'm gonna need her to fix her attitude, fix her vibe, or either just go home. Maybe she's just more into Naeem, and she, like, I didn't really see her and Dante have this bond, so I was surprised to see her on the date. I thought that Dante would have probably chosen Sydney and Shiloh as opposed to Zadia, because he and Sydney kind of vibed on their date at the selfie museum, but I guess it didn't hit. Next, we have Naeem, his ex Victoria, and they're gonna meet Zadia. Naeem's ex gave me a bit of a hater vibe. I don't really understand how they could have been in a relationship, but you know, to each his own. He says that he's glad that Victoria's here because he wants her to see the blind spots and that he may be too distracted by Zadia's beauty to see any of her red flags. Zadia arrives and she's just like, ugh, another ex. Y'all, I think Zadia is over the process. Victoria asks Zadia what's her love language. She says it's quality time. She says that sometimes it could be physical touch. Victoria's like, oh, physical touch was never one of Naeem's love languages. And that he doesn't like to cuddle. And Naeem's like, what are you talking about? Like, no, I like to cuddle. She's like, oh, you just probably didn't want to cuddle with me. Noted. And I'm like, I was like, Zadia, like, do I need to leave? Like, is this couple's therapy? Like, I'm gonna just go ahead and clock what Naeem and Victoria's relationship was. She was probably too goddamn controlling. Like, she gave me the vibe of she wanted to be his mama rather than his lover. Take with that information what the fuck you will. Zadia asks Victoria, you know, why hasn't Naeem been in like a serious relationship? And she's just like, because he's picky, he's particular, he's very guarded, he has a hard time putting down his wall. I think we all clocked that from the casting special when Naeem said he didn't want a woman who wears weaves or wigs or makeup. Hotep. the date ends. Zadia got her plate to go, honey, and she's booking it home. I will say that Zadia passed this date, but it's only by default because Victoria was given hater, messy ass bitch vibes. Like she wanted, it seems like she was trying to get back on the winning team with Naeem. And I'm like, Victoria, girl, you should have just filled out the application, sis, and brought your ass on the show if you wanted to get back with this nigga. Victoria, so Zadia leaves. Naeem is asking Victoria what she thinks about Zadia. She's just like, she's okay, but you have to realize that women look at you as a way up and as a way out. She worries. So women be looking at Naeem for a come up. Okay. She says that she worries that she doesn't know if Zadia can be there for him emotionally. Naeem, Victoria trying to get back with you. She trying to get back on your dick, my nigga. I can't believe you didn't see that. Naeem says that the information that Victoria gave him regarding Zadia gave him a little bit of pause. And I'm just like, this could have been a V8. We did not need to see Naeem. We didn't need to see his ex. Zadia ready to go home and eat her leftovers in the car. Baby, this, I would give the whole date a fail, but Zadia, you actually passed this one. Our final date is without any exes. It's just a regular date. We have Sydney asking Phil out. And I was like, this is different. Like, they really just threw in some goddamn random ass footage to fill up this episode. But Sydney says that she thought Phil was very, very sexy when she first came to the pool party. And she was wondering why he never, like, took the initiative to ask her out. Sydney, that would have been a red flag. Anyway, she thinks he's fine as fuck, honey. So they come in. He comes in. They're meeting at the gym. She got on her nice little workout outfit. Booty popped, back arch. So he's seeing her ass. I'm just like, Sydney, sis, I see the game you're playing, but Phil is there. I don't see the attraction that everybody else sees with Phil, but it is what it is. Side note, also, where is Aisha? We didn't see Aisha this episode. My New York girl. I don't like that. Sydney and Phil sit down and talk. She talks about how she's from New Jersey, but she moved to Japan for a couple years. I think Phil is from Brooklyn, if I'm not mistaken, although that's not his original borough, so she's kind of teasing him about that. Phil takes the initiative to ask the important questions, like, what are you looking for? Period. Why are you on this show? Sydney feels like she needs somebody that's very compatible to her so that she can be herself. He asks if she wants kids. She's like, God willing. She asks if he has any kids. He says no, but he has a lot of godchildren. They're just smiling at each other. Sydney's really feeling him. He's really feeling her. So the feeling's mutual. Phil says that he likes her because she has death and she has soul. And that it's just weird because their connection came out of nowhere. Phil and Sydney, I think it's just a physical thing. Like, I think Sydney is the type to just fall in love with anybody. Like, she falls in, she gives me serial dater Taylor Swift vibes. So, I don't know. It was too short to see a connection. And like I said, it came out of nowhere. But, I mean, the fact that Phil really hasn't talked about Tasia since she met the ex, Debrina. I think it's telling. Phil got a lot on his plate. He was feeling Aisha. He's feeling Shiloh. He was feeling Tasia, which I really don't think he's interested in her. And now we're throwing Sydney in the mix. So I would say the MVPs of this season, who's at the top of everybody's list, Shiloh, Phil, and I would put Zadia in the third spot. I would give Moomin a spot in the MVP list, but she has been making the wrong decision. So we're just gonna have to see. Let's move into deliberations. We are back with the men in the tabernacle, and we just get down to business. The men are all feeling uneasy. There's a vibe. Tommy knows that they all went to go see their exes, and now they're back drinking. Everybody, tell me about your dates, Frank. Frank says that he had his ex meet Moomin in Sydney. He was surprised with Sydney's multitude of questions, but that he is just as pressed on Sydney as she is to him. He said, when it comes to Mumin, she was calm, cool, and collected. Walter said that he had Sabrina and Mumin meet his ex. His ex thought that Sabrina was a wild card and that Mumin was the safer choice. And he is surprised because this means that Mumin has moved to the top of his list. He wasn't expecting her to, but she did. Naeem and Zadia. He said that Victoria didn't have the best things to say about Zadia, but basically Naeem said, you know, I'm going to stick beside her. I'm going to stick with her. And I don't understand why. Frank also notes this, and he is like, Naeem only sees the way that Zadia treats him and that he feels like Zadia is taking advantage of him. They haven't shown us enough of Zadia and Naeem for me to get their dynamic. So Frank could be right. Frank could be wrong. We don't know. Thank you, production, for the bad editing. Phil talks about his date with Shiloh and Tasia. He says that Tasia was unnerved, very nervous. He says that his ex liked both women. I'm glad he said that because they didn't show us what his ex thought. His ex, Debrina. Dante is talking about his date with his ex with Zadia and Shiloh. He said his ex had a lot to say about Zadia. Ooh, Zadia, you're not on everybody's favorite list. But that she and he both like Shiloh because they were cool and relaxed. Tommy asked him about Aisha, and I'm like, yeah, what about Aisha? We ain't seen her. Okay, production, give me the note too. Dante says that he and Aisha have been getting closer through FaceTime, and they have a lot of similar interests. This came out of nowhere, but I could see him and Aisha having something in common because she doesn't want to have any more children. He got the 3x3 going on. Aisha looks like she could probably handle that. Cornelius says that when it comes to him and Camille meeting the ex, the 3 engagements was, you know, a pause for concern. Tommy is like, now 3 engagements, is that a pattern? Hell yeah, it's a pattern. But Cornelius explains it as, you know, Camille says it's better to have 3 past engagements as opposed to 3 divorces. They're technically the same thing, but I get where she's coming from. Tommy's trying to give Cornelius like a red flag, like, you don't think that that's a sign? And Cornelius is like, no, not really. Cornelius is determined to be with Camille despite what we think, what we say, how crazy she acts. He's not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. Have y'all ever seen that episode of Modern Family? Anyway, let's move on. Tommy asked the men, who are they not feeling? Frank says that he's not feeling Tasia. Dante co-signs. He says that Tasia will start up, but never really finishes. She doesn't show interest. Tasia just passing the time to stay on the show, child. Walter says that he would say Camille, but he's not going to put her on the list because he yields towards Cornelius. And he feels that Cornelius is his dude, so he's not going to do that. Phil is like, well, I'm going to say Camille. Walter's like, no, we can't put Camille on the list, Phil. We can't do that to our man. And Phil's like, okay, well, I'm going to say Sabrina then. Boop. Phil is a messy bitch that lives for drama, and I was here for it. Well, you don't want me to say Camille? Well, I'm going to say your bitch. Period. He just feels like ever since Sabrina said that she did not want to have any more children, the connection's just been bleh. Cornelius also has the audacity when his choice is the top pick to be chopped. He gonna say Sabrina. There's been no connection because Camille has had you in a chokehold, my nigga. Nobody wants to get close to you. Sydney even bounced out of the way and started pursuing other people. They didn't show who everybody said, but Tommy lets them know before he leaves. You know, take the ladies out, do it with respect. Whoever you have to eliminate, be nice. And let the remaining ladies know that to pack their bags because we're going on a trip, honey. And it's going to be eye-opening. It's going to be explosive. Tommy, calm down. But Tommy leaves and the men are a little worried because they feel like whoever they have to send home or whoever they have to put up on the chopping block is going to be a hard decision. Let's get to the eliminations. We got Phil meeting up with Tasia, and I'm like, thank God. Phil says that he really likes Tasia. She's the realest person there. She's dope. She's cool. She's opened up her big heart to him. Baby, why haven't we seen this on our television screens, Frank? Anyway, they meet up. She's happy to see him. He's asking her, you know, what's been your takeaway from the journey so far? She says that regardless, she's always going to be herself. Phil just reiterates all the great things about her, but that the men feel like she hasn't really opened up to them. Blah, 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 girl, you're not ready for love. And the funny thing is, Phil was like, yeah, I think you're the realest person there. Desi is like, well, I guess real doesn't get you far on this. And he's like, no, it got you far here. Phil, what is the truth? You're not really feeling Desi, but she's the... I am confusion. She's the realest person here, but she's not your number one. So what are you even saying, Phil? Phil doesn't even know. Next, we have Frank meeting up with Sabrina. And I was thinking, I hope this is a double elation, child. But he says that when Sabrina came up, she had a standoffish. Her body language was giving very standoffish vibes. He says that he and Sabrina have been talking a lot. They've been contacting each other a lot. But Sabrina got a different story to tell, okay? Immediately when she gets there, and I feel like Sabrina thought that she was going to get eliminated, she's like, he has not returned any of her calls or texts. He's like, what are you talking about? We've been talking this whole time. And she was like, well, it's Women's Week, and I have not heard from any of the men, with the exception of Walter. Sabrina, then you heard from them, damn it. Sabrina's fed up with the process, and she feels like the men aren't giving the effort that the women usually give. And that is true on this season and many of the other seasons. The women always put in too much effort to get a lot less of results. But Sabrina's way of going about it, like, I feel like you could have expressed that a little better. And even Frank was like, I feel like she's acting out and she's so hostile because she thinks she's going home. Basically no one's reached out to her. She's upset. Frank is like, all right. Well, the men have decided to give you another chance. Sabrina's relieved, but she's feeling some type of way. She's still a little pissed off. She says that she might as well date the women because the men aren't putting forth any effort. I feel like I was saying that on the first full episode of this season, like the men, as far as casting, has been off. We just need to call a thing a thing. Nobody is going to leave here in a relationship. Nobody is. Period. The chemistry is off. There are no connections. Like, just recast this show. Yeah, I wouldn't even be mad. Y'all could stop the show right now. Stop it. Don't even air the rest of the season. And I'll give y'all a full year to cast with intention and put people on the show who actually want to be in relationships, and I wouldn't be mad at it. Y'all, this episode was entertaining to watch, but next week when they go off on the trip, we gonna see people revert into, you know, catty, childish, petty ways. Zadia. But again, I want to thank y'all for listening. Shout out to a listener who creeped into my DMs, LaShawn DB. We were talking about how she liked the review and how she also watches Married at First Sight. I had to let sis know, girl, Married at First Sight used to get my blood pressure up, and I could not imagine reviewing Married at First Sight. Married at First Sight be setting black women up to look a certain way on television, and I can't get down with it. Aside from that, they have the longest season. Those seasons be like 20 episodes. Lifetime be doing way too much. Their editing is terrible. Y'all could wrap that shit up in at least 10 to 12 episodes. 20 plus episodes on the DVR? No, ma'am. Thank you guys so much for listening. What will my Spotify question be? Let's see. Oh, I have it. Should it have been a double elimination? That's going to be my question for my Spotify listeners. Should both Tasia and Sabrina have gone home? My answer is going to be yes. It seems like Sabrina isn't happy where she's at. The men aren't really that happy with her. Her only connection is Walter, and I think it's time for her to bounce. So that is my question. Should it have been a double eliminate? Thank you guys so much for listening. I can be found at KDASHDIOR on Instagram and the Twitter. Ash and I are supposed to film sometime next week, so keep an eye out for that. Ash is also doing Insecure reviews, even though she and I have talked about Insecure and how we're not really feeling this season. Yeah. What else do I have to tell you guys? You know, instead of watching Insecure, you guys can watch 20s on BET. that's a great alternative. And also, if any of you are bookworms, I do have an Instagram for my book lovers out there. It's called Brown Sugar Bookworm. Go ahead, check it out. I read books, I give my reviews on them, I get advanced reader copies of books, and I tell y'all about what books are going to be hitting the streets. So if you guys are into that type of thing, go ahead and give me a follow on Insta if you want to. No pressure. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.